In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. We are looking at 1 John 4. The person that dwells in love dwells in God, and God dwells in him. But let me tell you, John is presuming that the person who dwells in God and dwells in love has faith. Faith is always foundational. Faith producing love. Faith that believes that we have been redeemed from the curse of the law through the blood of Jesus. Faith believes that He, Jesus Christ, became a curse on the cross so that we might be the righteousness of God. Faith believes what Abraham believed. Abraham believed in God, believed God, and he was credited as righteous. In order to dwell in love, we first must have faith. Faith in the crucified, faith in the risen Lord. Now, then we love as he loved. Herein is our love made perfect, that we have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Remember what Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." We have borrowed light from the sun, like the moon. We are the light of the world. If they see our good works, they come to know and glorify the Heavenly Father. We are the light of the world, the light that shines in the darkness that cannot overcome it. But we are not the light in and of ourselves. We are the light because Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. Let me see if I can find that right now. Jesus is the vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And that fruit has to do with love producing, faith producing love, faith producing people for the kingdom. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean already through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me. See, if you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. If you cannot abide in me, you will not produce fruit. Your abiding in me is abiding in faith, producing love. Faith producing love. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear. Why? Because fear has to do with judgment and torment. And the one who fears is not made perfect. In other words, we're not made perfect in love. We need to trust Jesus that he gave his life for us, that he redeemed us by his blood from the curse of the law, that he became a curse himself, and that we are the children of Abraham who believe God and are made righteous. And also we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit by hearing the gospel with faith. I'm telling you, my friends, it's faith yielding to love. You cannot forget that. It's not only love. I remember a man in St. Louis who was an atheist. And in his atheism, he was a man that helped the poor, that set up a food kitchen. And he did all these good works. And it was wonderful what he did. But you see, it's not enough. Faith in the crucified, faith in the risen Christ that produces love. Faith in the one who became a curse so that we might become the righteousness of God. We love him because he first loved us. That's right. We didn't start the ball game. He loved us before we loved him. He loved us when our backs were turned against him. He loved us when we were in deep sin. It is not that we have loved God, but he has loved us and sent his son as an expiation for our sins. God first loved us. Jesus first loved us. We did not start this game. We did not start this life. God started this life. Look at St. Paul. St. Paul is killing Christians. He has his back against Jesus. He'd do anything to put them in jail, anything that they would die. That's St. Paul. It's not that Paul loved God, but Jesus appeared to Paul and overshadowed him with love. It is not that we have first loved God, but God first loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice for our sins. We love him because he first loved us. If a man says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. That's right. For how can he love not his brother whom he can see? And how can he say he loves God whom he cannot see? In other words, faith working through love. If we hate our brother or we hate our sister, we are not in the vine. We are not in the vine. If we hate, we are not in the vine. We must love our brother who we see. We must love our sister who we see. That doesn't mean that if they've ripped us off and ripped us off and ripped us off, we get ripped off again. It means that we want the best for them, that the Holy Spirit would come upon them, that Jesus would flood them with his grace, that Jesus would do everything that he needs to do for them. So if we say we love God, we need to love one another. And this is the commandment that we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. It's if how can you love God whom you don't see and don't love your brother whom you do see? In other words, that's the big problem in the churches. The churches became very, very, very sick insofar that they started to say, well, we don't love Protestants and Protestants. We don't love Catholics. I'm telling you, we are called to love each other. We are called to love each other, you know, not to preach to each other, but to love each other. I'm telling you this, this is reality. Anyone can preach to you. The Jehovah Witnesses do that, and they're off. They're completely off. First, we must love our brother. And if we have a word to tell him, well, we tell him. I get letters that say, you belong to the Roman Catholic Church. You belong to the whore of Babylon. Well, that's his opinion. I don't believe that. I believe that I was saved by the blood of Jesus in the Catholic Church. I believe that the Catholic Church has the fullness of faith, but also the fullness of reality. We are destined to do more because we have more. Does that mean that every Catholic is living the faith? Does that mean that every Catholic is a Christian? No. Unfortunately, every Catholic is not a Christian. But let me also tell you this. Every Pentecostal is not a Christian either. We must come to the cross, every one of us, and accept what Jesus did for us. I thank you, Jesus, that you shed your blood for me, that you became a curse so that I might become a blessing. I thank you, Jesus, that you have given me the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Jesus, I love you, and I love the Father. And you know what? I want to love my brothers and sisters, even when it's difficult to love. You know, I have people calling me at all times of the day and night, and sometimes, you know, I don't show them love. You know, and it's hard sometimes. It's hard to love. It's hard to love. Sometimes love is, tells the person, you know, you can't call at this time. It's too late. You call me during the day. You know, you had a whole day to call me, and you didn't call me then. But love sometimes is hard, you know? It goes that way. Love is not always gushy. Love wants the best for the beloved. Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And how has he loved us until death? Chapter 5. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Messiah is born of God. Yes, that the Messiah shed his blood for us on the tree of the cross. Yes, the Messiah redeemed us from the curse of the law through his cross, death, and resurrection. And everyone that loves him that begat loves him also that is begotten of him. In other words, if you love the Son, you're going to love the Father. If you love Jesus, you're going to have to love the Father who eternally begat Jesus. He is the Son of God from all eternity and before eternity. By this we know, not think, but know that we love the children of God when we love God. If we truly love God, we will truly love the children of God. If we truly believe that Jesus became a curse so that we might become a blessing, we will love God and we will love the children of God. And we keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not difficult. His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Yes, our faith. Our faith in the Redeemer. Our faith in the cross. Our faith in the blood. Our faith that he is raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Our faith has overcome the world. And it has, our faith has content that Jesus Christ died for our sins, that he was buried and on the third day rose from the dead. Our faith has content. Who is it that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? And we overcome the world even through our faith. This is he that came, Jesus, by water and blood. Remember when they stabbed poor Jesus in the heart after he died? Water and blood came forth from his heart. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree, and they are one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. What is the witness of God? That he sent his only Son to be our Savior. That his Son became a curse upon the cross. Because the scripture says, cursed is the man who dies upon a tree. That he became a curse so that we might become the righteousness of God. And if we know that, then we will love our brothers, and we will love our sisters, and we will love, and we will not hate. Unfortunately, there has been too much division in the church, starting with the 11th century. Too much division in the church, starting with the 11th century. Then more division with the Protestant Reformation. And today, people who were Protestant and are Protestant are starting another church. There is too much division. Remember, God multiplies, he doesn't divide. God multiplies, he doesn't divide. He never divides, he only multiplies. If we believe the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. And he that believes on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He who believes in Jesus has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made God a liar, because he believes not the record that God gave of his Son, that his Son was sent to the earth to redeem the world. If we do not believe God, we do not believe in the Son. If we believe in the Son and what he did on the cross in resurrection, we believe in the Father. And this is the record that God hath given us eternal life, and this eternal life is in the Son. Hallelujah. We who believe in Jesus, who have given him our life, have eternal life. many years ago with the old baptismal formula, they would ask the godparents, what do you ask of this child? And the words were eternal life. That is the, I think it's the best thing, eternal life. Eternal life comes through the Son. Eternal life comes from believing in the Father and believing in the Son. And this is the record that God hath given us, eternal life. And this eternal life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath eternal life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not eternal life. Eternal life is this, to believe in thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Hallelujah! Not that you may think that you have eternal life, but already we who believe in the Son have eternal life. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. Does that mean that there's more in store when we die? Oh, yes. There's more in store when we die, and there's more in store on the earth. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. But we have eternal life by believing in the Son, by believing that Jesus Christ redeemed me from the curse of the law. How did he do that? By becoming a curse. Cursed is the man who dies upon the cross. And that we come to have eternal life by believing in Jesus, by giving him our life. This is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Yes, he that hath the Son hath life. He that does not have the Son of God does not have life. That's right. Do you have life today? Do you have life today? Do you have the Son of God? And more important, does the Son of God have you? Oh, yes. Does the Son of God have you? Today I was going to be going to another scripture, and the Lord said, not today. Not today. Oh, the witness of the Son in my heart, the witness of the Son in my spirit. He that hath the Son hath eternal life, and he hath not the Son does not have eternal life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. And what is his name? Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, that ye may know, not think, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. His name is Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, he didn't count himself equal to God, a thing to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming humbler still. He became obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and gave him the name above every name, Jesus Messiah, that at the name of Jesus, hallelujah, every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue must proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Oh, Lord, I ask you for a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus in my life. Oh, Lord, I ask with all the people that are praying for me that you would heal me completely in the name of Jesus through the power of his cross. Remember what Jesus said to the 72. You go to one city, and the first thing you do is heal the sick. Oh, Jesus, I pray today that everyone that is sick today, that you would bring healing to them in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, heal the sick who hear my voice today. Heal the sick in their voices. Heal the sick in their eyes. Heal the sick in their kidneys. Heal the sick. Heal the sick of cancer. In the name of Jesus, be healed of cancer by the blood that was shed on the cross. Listen, we are to heal the sick. That's what Jesus said. That's if we go into a town, the first thing we should do is heal the sick. That's right. And then we proclaim the kingdom of God. We proclaim Jesus, who redeemed us from the curse of the law. How? By becoming a curse himself, because the word of God says, cursed is the man who dies upon a cross. And this is our confidence that we have in Christ, in Jesus, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. What is his will? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the will of God. It is the will of God that no one who comes to me will I ever reject. That's the will of God. The will of God is Jesus Christ crucified, buried, died. Jesus Christ died, buried, and raised from the dead. And believing on him and working our way through love. Yes, faith working through love. If any man sees his brother sin, a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life. For them, that sin not unto death. So people say sin is sin. It's all alike. It's not. There's a sin unto death and there's a sin that's not unto death. If the sin is a venial sin, you can pray for that sin to be absolved. There is a sin unto death, and I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whoever is born of God doesn't sin, but he that is begotten of God keeps himself, that the wicked one touches him not. I'm telling you, it means that we don't walk in sin. Do we fall? Oh, the righteous man falls 7 times a day. Let me tell you, we don't walk in sin. We don't live in sin. That if we sin, the first thing we do is ask forgiveness from the Lord and go to confession. If we sin, we ask forgiveness from the Lord first and go to confession. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. The whole world is under the power of the devil. I'm not talking about the earth. I'm talking about the world and its system is under the power of the devil. And we know that the Son has come and has given us understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him. Yes, the branches in the vine that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Jesus is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Keep yourself from idols. Don't worship money. Don't worship power. Don't worship prestige. Keep yourself from idols. We don't think about the idol of Buddha and things like that. Of course, keep yourself from that idol. You don't need Buddha in your house and rubbing his stomach. That's so stupid. That's so stupid. I want to tell you that we are going to be having a school of the Holy Spirit in Holy Rosary from the 14th day of July to the 20th day of July. And we have Maria Vadia, Michelle Akins, Alan Bissett, Danny Stein, and me. Oh yes, we're going to be there worshiping God the way he deserves to be worshiped. We'll be praising him and dancing in the presence of the Lord. Yes, we will. We will be having extended periods of worship because it's all about worship. If we don't worship God, you know, we forget anyway what people tell us. But worshiping God brings the presence of God. We will be doing that from the 14th of July until the 20th of July. If you would like further information, call 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. I also need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. We still need money for the summer. We haven't got enough for May yet. So please help us to pay our bills. I do not get 1 cent from these broadcasts, but I get great satisfaction when people say my life has changed because I heard you, because I gave my life to Jesus. Now I know what it is to be a Catholic Christian. Oh, now I know. So our mailing address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We have a great cloud of witnesses that's constantly rooting for us. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh, hallelujah, and dwelt among us. That's in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O God, thy grace into our hearts, that we, through whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion, cross, and resurrection be brought to the glory of his holy resurrection. We ask this through Christ our Lord. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.